My Super Sister, written by Gwyneth Rees and read by Sophie Aldred.
Chapter 1. My name is Emma, and I live with my perfectly ordinary mum, Marcia, my perfectly ordinary dad, Jim, and my 6-year-old sister, Safi. Safi and I both look ordinary enough, though if you met us, you probably wouldn't guess that we're sisters. I have straight dark brown hair with brown eyes, whereas Safi has extremely curly reddish brown hair and blue eyes. I'm tall for my age, whereas Safi is short for hers. I'm quite shy with people I don't know very well, whereas Safi will chatter away to anyone. But despite being different in many ways, we do have one very important thing in common. You see, we both have the same superpower. It's not that Safi and I can fly, or make ourselves invisible, or read minds, or make our bodies incredibly elastic, or anything amazing like that. But what we can do is make all sorts of non-living objects come to life, which Mum says is called animation. This weird gift runs through my mum's side of the family, but it always skips a generation, which is why it missed out Mum and jumped straight from Granny to us. So now you're probably thinking, wow, having a superpower must be really cool. Well, it is in lots of ways. I mean, Safi and I can do loads of extraordinary things that our friends can't. For instance, Safi can make her dolls really talk to her, not just pretend talking. And I can make my pencils dance all over the desk if I get bored while I'm doing my homework. And we can have lots of fun with all Granny's garden gnomes. But it isn't all fun and games. Dad is totally freaked out by our unnatural ability, as he calls it. It gets a bit irritating after a while, the way he just can't seem to get used to the idea. I mean, he still nearly jumps out of his skin every time one of his shoes says hello to him when he goes to put it on. And then there's Mum, who you'd think would be pretty cool about the whole thing, wouldn't you? After all, she grew up in a house where the vacuum cleaner did the cleaning all on its own, the washing always hung itself out on the line to dry, and her toothbrush used to come and find her if she forgot to brush her teeth. But Mum says she hated having to live side by side with all those crazy objects that Granny had brought alive, especially as she had no control over them herself. So anyway, Mum is just as stressed about our special powers as Dad is. And not just because she doesn't want to have to share her house all over again with a bunch of dancing brooms and out-of-control cutlery. She's also scared because she says that some people out there might want to take Safi and me away and do lots of clever scientific tests on us if they find out about our powers. Granny is always telling Mum to stop worrying so much. After all, nobody has turned them over to the local science laboratory yet, have they? And it isn't as if your neighbours haven't already witnessed a few odd things. Mum had to admit that Granny was right. You see, although Safi and I are absolutely not allowed to use our superpowers outside the house, there are times when it just sort of happens, especially when Safi is upset about something. But then, something changed that meant even Granny had to agree that we totally should start worrying. It was a Saturday at the start of the summer holidays when our new next-door neighbours moved in. That afternoon, Mum sat Safi and me down together and spoke to us very solemnly. "I want you two to be very careful around our new neighbours. We don't know what they're like. And remember, when it comes to your special ability, we can't trust anybody." "Yes, Mum, I know," I said with a yawn. Because, like I said before, our mother stresses all the time about other people finding out about us.